Your life is mine for this moment in time. Your life is mine for this moment in time. Your life is mine for this moment in time. So I'ma slow it down around, keep it frozen in time. Keep frozen in time. Keep frozen in time. Keep frozen in time. Keep frozen in time. Your life is mine for this moment in time. So I'ma slow it down around, keep it frozen in time. Hello world, I'm Nav AKA, and you're listening to Pause for the Cause. Ah, it's that time of the year again. It's the time when your significant other's eyes will roll when they hear the phrase they come to hate. EA Sports, it's in the game. Men all over the world as I speak are making the mistake of talking up their Madden skills. Because let's be honest, we'll be damn before we admit we suck at Madden. By the way, I will be playing Madden day one, accepting any and all challengers. Trust me, this is not what you want. But anyway, one thing I also check whenever I get Madden, or 2K for that matter, is the soundtrack. And Madden 19 soundtrack is off to a controversial start. California rapper YG has a song on the soundtrack featuring Big Sean, 2 Chainz, and Nicki Minaj called Big Bank. And on Big Bank, Big Sean's verse features an innocent reference to ex-NFL star and current political martyr Colin Kaepernick. The problem is that EA thought it a good idea to censor his entire name as if it were offensive or vulgar language. Now, whether this was intentional or like EA quickly explains as an honest mistake is still not clear. Yes, as YG and Big Sean publicly expressed their displeasure and confusion with the censorship of Kaepernick's name, EA then issued apologies to all parties and promised to rectify the situation. And rectify they quote unquote did, in the form of promising to put Kaepernick's name back in the game. But what some folks don't know, this is EA's second offense on this very topic. Just last year, the song Bars of Soap by Mike Will Made It featuring Swae Lee also censored Kaepernick's name. So is EA sorry for this year's censorship, last year's, or both? You know, with the NFL's controversy, EA probably wants to tread as carefully as possible around the topic of boycotting. But EA has been dealing with controversy itself. I mean, with the recent disastrous launch of Star Wars Battlefront 2 and EA being accused of money grabbing with the unpopular loot boxes and pay to win system, you can understand they can't have any boycott talks around what is arguably their most successful branch with EA Sports. In conclusion, are we boycotting Madden too, since you get shit these days for admitting you still watch football? Or is the beloved Madden franchise untouchable? I mean, the Unity Gamer showed against Star Wars made EA literally revamp the whole system of the game. But I guess Star Wars is easy to hate, and Madden is well met. That's all for today. If you like it, and if you love it, subscribe. I'm Nav AKA, reminding you to pause for the cause. Good night, world.